It is on days such as this that it is important for us to follow the Mass in our own little missals, because the readings are so very, very long, there's no way I'm going to translate them for you. You are big children, not tiny little children like those over there making a raucous, which we love, our little noise makers. So today, we see in the first reading from the Book of Kings, Naaman, the prime minister of the king, who was struck with leprosy. Now, he was very powerful. He did a lot of things. That's what the reading says. And nevertheless, he was struck with leprosy. Just like you and I, we oftentimes are doing great, then all of a sudden, whammo. Like the other day, when I had that terrible fall, I was doing better. Every time I get better, something happens. The devil is always at work. And they told him, there was a little slave girl who told him, if you went to Israel, the prophet, Elisha, Eliseus in Latin, would cure you. God would do it through him. And so he went, and he was very disappointed because all that Eliseus told him to do was to dip himself into the Jordan River 7 times. Now, that is very simple, which he thought. We have better rivers where I'm from than this. Why should we dip ourselves in this little creek, this dirty creek of the Jordan? But the servants said to him, Master, do as you're told. And of course, he finally did. And he was healed completely. And he brought many riches, gold and silver and jewels, to Eliseus, who of course probably gave him over to the king. In the gospel, our Lord mentions this event. In addition, today, we have two wonderful saints that are very popular. One, the saint whose name is in the missal, the other one is newer, Saint Francis of Rome, Santa Francesca Romana, who lived in the Middle Ages, and she founded an order of Benedictine nuns who are both in the cloister and out, and at the end of her life, after her husband had died, she herself entered and was eventually elected to be the abbess of the monastery outside of Rome. She's very, very popular, and her church is right on the Roman Forum, and I remember visiting her tomb many, many, many times. Until recently, you could see her as she was, her skeleton and whatever. She's not incorrupt. But I guess the modernists are afraid of skeletons, so they covered her up with silver, so you cannot see her anymore. But I remember seeing that, and probably have pictures of that too. The other saint, who's one of my favorite saints, is the little boy, St. Dominic Savio. St. Dominic was born in a little poor village not too far from Turin in Italy, and he showed exceptional qualities both intellectually and spiritually. And he would go to Mass every day, even before his first communion. And if the church was not open yet, whether it was snow or hail or rain, he would kneel in front of the front door until the door was open. Eventually, the parish priest thought his talents are being wasted here, so he sent him to St. John Bosco in Turin. And there he progressed tremendously, and indeed organized different confraternities of the Blessed Mother and of the Rosary. Little boy. And then he took ill because it was his destiny from God, and he died at the age of 14. And he was, of course, canonized in the 20th century, I believe, by Benedict XV or Pius XI. But these saints are important for us to know them and to be acquainted with them. The saints are the gospel alive, the gospel put into practice, and we need to put it into practice with them as well. In nomine Patris et Filii, Spiritus Sancti. Amen.